from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome in, everybody. Happy Friday to you. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3. The Fan. Great to be here with you. You may, if you're watching on the YouTube feed, you may wonder why we are kind of laid back in our chairs and doing things a little bit differently. We'll explain that in a moment. Great to be here with you. Let's get our heads right on a Friday. Baseball returns. I feel like all is right in the world. Now we'll see how it
then
ends.
You haven't been paying attention to the world, my friend.
That's fair. Well, all is right in the world. It's better than it was like 6 hours ago. And of course, we'll get into that in a moment. I have new headphones that I got today, this morning, for my birthday. And my wife bought them for me, and I'm getting used to them. They're very big. How do they? Do I sound normal? Because it sounds weird to me.
You sound normal. I sound especially rich?
You sound very rich. Very rich.
Good. That means the sound is working well in those new headphones.
Almost sexy.
How does this sound?
Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
Annoying.
It still sounds annoying to me.
They work perfectly.
I'm Woodsy. That is Paul Reindel. He is the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning. Happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good morning to you.
Happy birthday, Woods. Good morning. How does 49 feel?
49 feels pretty good, actually. I'm feeling pretty good this morning, actually. And I wanted to thank Judith and Esther, who are here right now from Instant Mobile Nails. And yeah, you can't see what's going on right now, but, listen, summer break is all about relaxation. It's all about, you know, shutting the engine down, getting it back to neutral a little bit. That's exactly what we're doing. Ben and I are currently getting pedicures in the studio. Now, I realize this does nothing for the listening audience, but I will tell you this, it feels very, very good. Now, there's a couple reasons why we did it. Number one, because pedicures are amazing. Number two, our beloved Ben has never gotten one
first
before.
One.
This is your first time, and I want your thoughts on it right now.
It feels a little weird.
Yep.
Because I don't think my toes have ever felt the scrape of a Nile file.
A Nile or a
nail file,
right?
Before.
Or a Nile.
And I don't know what's coming, so it's all kind of unexpected. It's like when you're going to the dentist and they reach for each different instrument.
You don't know
exactly what it's going to do, and you're wondering, like, maybe I'm not quite as relaxed as I should be because of that.
Well, you never relax at the dentist, ever. This is a relaxing. Now, there are parts of a pedicure where you're like, oh, boy. When they start to clip the nails, you're like, oh, I hope they don't. But these guys know what they're doing. And again, it's Judith and Esther from Instant Mobile Nails. They are amazing.
Genius idea, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a really good idea. In fact, I think we should start doing this every Friday, if I'm being completely honest with you. This feels fantastic.
But we missed the experience of the nail salon and the gossip with the girls at the nail salon.
I mean, ladies, you got any good gossip that you want to share? Anything good? No?
No, all right. Laughing. Okay.
Okay, well. Yeah, again, Paulie said last night, he goes, it might be a little bit self-serving. I said, no.
It's incredibly.
I said, you're wrong. It's very self-serving.
Like,
it's massively self-serving.
The hypnotist in studio, people could watch or listen and follow along, and they're laughing at the things that Woodsy is doing and saying.
Educational as well, yeah.
Educational. I'm like, this one? This serves no purpose to the audience.
Yeah, zero.
Whatsoever.
Well, except for, you know, just be happy that Ben's getting his first pedicure ever. And boy, does it feel good. It's great to be here with you guys this morning. Had a, I woke up this morning to my alarm, and then I opened my phone, and I had a rash of text messages. Now, you might think, hey, it's your birthday. You're going to wake up to the happy birthday text. And there were a couple in there, thanks to our buddy Foster. Have not heard from my parents yet, which is weird. But I did hear.
I'm sure Gary will be calling in.
I'm sure. I did hear from Foster and a couple of other friends, Roman, our beloved Roman. And then we had bosses from, or emails and texts from our bosses last night at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my God.
Apparently something happened with Microsoft and CrowdStrike, and there was a bad update sent, I think, and it basically shut a lot of things down.
Now, it was a global outage.
Global outage.
Planes. Did not just affect Odyssey,
no.
San Diego radio stations. No, it. I mean, planes had to be grounded. Trains were stopped. Like, it sounds like it
was the police couldn't dispatch
nightmare.
Or book people into jail or anything. Everybody
Carlos's
uses
Xbox
Microsoft.
Live was down.
Oh, his Xbox Live went down last night. Oh, my gosh, dude.
Television, we had no prompter last night.
Yeah, tell everybody about your fun night last
night.
Yeah,
so I was getting ready to do the 11 o'clock sports, like always. Had my scripts and everything in, graphics all in, and I find out 20, 30 minutes before, we can't call up the graphics. We can't call up the prompter. I tried to print out my scripts because, of course, but that wasn't working either. So what I ended up having to do was take a picture of my scripts with my phone and then bring the phone out onto the set so I could read my copy straight off like a photograph on my phone.
You're
That's
joking.
How desperate things got last night for the 11 o'clock.
How long was that segment? Six minutes?
It was only about 2 minutes, fortunately.
Okay.
There wasn't much going on last night. But
it would have been funny if you were like,
yeah, just
you're talking about Jaden Ledee or something, and you hold up a picture of your phone onto the camera. Here's Jaden Ledee,
yeah.
Right? That is,
they were able to put just a generic background behind me, like 10 News, but usually I have like specific Padres graphics and an Open Championship graphic. Couldn't call any of that out. Couldn't, the lower thirds where you usually see like who's speaking, like the sound bite
yeah,
from so and so.
Of course.
None of that was able to come up. And I don't even know if it was directly, I would assume it's directly related to what was going on with everybody else because this was around, 11 p.m. last night, but it was a mess, and I'm sure other businesses are waking up to a big mess this morning, too.
I mean, well, I probably had 20-plus emails. I had a text from, like, the big boss to a bunch of people. When the big boss, when you wake up at 4 in the morning and squint at your phone, and the big boss sends you a text that says, emergency,
yeah.
You kind of panic a little
Don't
bit.
Don't open your computer.
Do not touch your laptop.
Oh, wow.
I'll admit, I had the worry that, they've taken away our transmitter and we're going to be able to show up. There's no more radio station.
No, we've lived that.
Yeah, we did that before.
We've lived that
never again.
Before.
Glad that wasn't it.
We've lived that before. Yeah. We're off the air, guys. No, so we're doing good. We're fine. We're getting pedicures here live on the air. It seems to be the YouTube stream is working. The radio is working. The app. I can't speak to it, but my guess is it might be. It's the best I can offer you on the Odyssey app every day is that it might be working. You might be able to hear us there on the Odyssey app here on Ben and Woods.
Nobody's complained yet.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything yet, but I'm excited. It's a big day. We're kind of summer break's coming to an end. It's been a very fun week, a very challenging week. I hope you guys have enjoyed it as much as we have. But it was a lot.
Confusing as well, because I saw a social media post of you going what looked like some sort of dog trip, and I thought you were done with dogs. You'd kind of moved on to your cats, and after the last dog, you were kind of done. So what was going on yesterday?
I did send a tweet that said, don't mind us, just off to a dog meet and greet.
Right.
And
I assume that meant, like, meeting a dog for potential adoption?
No.
Oh.
It kind of worked the other way. So we're leaving for vacation to Hawaii, not this Tuesday, but next.
Ah.
So instead of boarding our little dog, Fiona, Hannah found this company that they have people that will watch your pets for you, like pet sitters. And there's this this elderly man. His name is Dick, and he's super, super nice. But so, again, remember, we're dropping Fiona off not this Monday, but next. And typically, you sign up, you find somebody that you like, you pay, you do the thing. Okay, great, we're good to go. Dick is a stickler. Dick wanted to do a full...
Come on, Dick.
A full, like, full bore meet and greet.
With an interview process.
An interview process. Now, again, so I said, Hannah said, I need you to go with me. And I said, yeah, of course. And she said, you never know, right? This is how a lot of datelines start. And so I said, sure, I'll go with you. And so we drove over there, and he lives 10 minutes away, so no big deal. And we parked in the parking lot of his apartment complex. And I assumed it would be he'll come down and say, hey, okay, you're Hannah and Steven, and this is your dog, Fiona. Oh, sweet little baby, you'll be okay. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Can't wait. Look,
right, what else could there be to this process?
What else could there be? He walks in. He walks down. He goes, follow me. And he leads us into his apartment, which is the same thing that Buffalo Bill does in Silence of the Lambs. And so Nike, I'm looking at him going, I can take him. He's probably 75. If he has a weapon, his reflexes might be a little slow. I'll need to go low, then high. But I can take this guy, I'm pretty sure. So we get to his apartment. We walk in, and he's like, grab a seat around his kitchen table, by the way. And so Hannah and I sit
put the
there.
Lotion on your skin.
Yeah, right. Oh, worry. Is that your dog Fiona? And so we're sitting at the. What are you, about a size 14? We're sitting at the table, and he just is like, "So, how are the bowel movements? How frequent?" And just starts firing
yours or Fiona's.
I think Fiona's. And he starts firing questions off at us. Now it's pretty clear. Pretty clear. He's a sweet, lonely old man, and he was really, really cool and kind. But we were in there for about, I'm going to say for about 15 minutes, dude, sitting around this guy's kitchen table doing our thing and answering all his questions. And so he feels, hey.
I think my calluses are being buffed or something right now. I'm not sure what that is.
Is that your dog?
Okay, this is kind of ticklish, actually.
Did you say your name's Frederica Bimmel? Where are you?
So he's just got an apartment.
Yeah, he's got an apartment.
Why don't you just have Dick come live at your house and take care of your dog at your place while you're gone? He gets a nice upgrade. Fiona gets to stay at home. What's the problem here?
Some guy just shows up with a duffel bag. He's like, all right, I'm moving in. Like,
Pet/house sitter. You're good to go.
I mean, look, if we had if we had somebody that wanted to do that, that would be considered. But I don't think it was going to be some stranger. So we do the 15th English, and then.
Oh my god!
I've never done this before.
Ticklish, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. Especially right on like the balls of your feet.
That's what I was hoping for. That's exactly what I was hoping for. You're giggling. Get in there real good. Get in there good and deep. So anyway, we finished the interview process, and we, everyone was amenable to the whole scene, and he was really nice. He goes, I'll walk her out. I'll walk her out. He's very firm. Yeah, I believe he's in the military in his younger days. I'll walk her out. You guys stand behind. We said, oh, okay. So he walked her, took her out, let her go potty, and she gave him a little kiss, and we were off and running. So, no, we are not getting another dog. We actually didn't want this dog, but we have her because my mother-in-law dropped her off and ran. So we've got her until we don't. So she is a really sweet girl. But, yeah, Dick will be watching her for like a week while we're gone.
Well, I'm glad you passed the interview process. It would be
terrifying, would
be kind of humiliating to be rejected by Dick because you or Fiona didn't meet standards. Because he's got some standards, obviously.
He really, really does. So yeah, it was an interesting day. And somebody's like, Woods, how high are you in that picture? And if you look at the picture on Twitter, I do look super high. And I said, I don't partake in cannabis, aka what is it?
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
A.k.a. cannabis. I don't really partake in it. And I said, those are called round table eyes. My eyes are like blood red and halfway shut.
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
Yeah, I did not partake at all in that. I can't speak for the missus, but I certainly
You were
did
also
not.
Hypnotized yesterday.
I had also been
that
hypnotized.
That may have been the hypnotic suggestion lingering in your eyes.
That's exactly right. So It was a good day. Going to be a great birthday today. We've got a good show planned for you as well.
So. We will set the menu when we come back. We're kind of summer break for the first couple of hours. Celebrate Woods' birthday. We'll talk a little bit about the schedule release, and then we got business. We got business in the second half of the show
because
baseball season is resuming. So we'll tell you all about it when we come back. There is a whole lot of debris that is being left off of my feet and toes. I didn't realize I'd be leaving so much of myself here.
Buddy, that's 49 years of debris.
Plaque buildup or whatever they've got on there. So I feel sorry
for I haven't
got
a pedicure in a couple of years. I'm expecting it to be pretty bad. I can't imagine 48 years.
Yeah. How hideous are his feet over there?
They could be worse. Thank you. All right. That's the nicest thing anyone has ever said about my feet. Could be worse.
You guys are so nice. Thank you so much. This is a really good idea.
Let's check traffic. Kelly's out there, assuming her CrowdStrike is working okay. And then we'll be back with more Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
How's it going over there, Ben?
Yeah, it's right there on the left. It's okay. Okay. I'm good. Whew. All right. Welcome back. It is Ben and Woods. It is Woods' birthday. We are getting pedicures right now. Woods reintroduce our salon specialists here.
Our beloved Judith and Esther, and they are part of Instant Mobile Nails. You can go to instantmobilenails.com for more info.
So yesterday you mentioned we had the round table, and is it possible that two things can be true about the round table at the same time? Dread it every week.
Yeah.
Wish we didn't have to do it.
Yes.
Enjoy it extremely while we're doing it, actually.
Every single time. literally every single time. After we're done, I'm like, well, that went great, and that was a lot of fun.
It was really fun, yeah.
nice laughing
Adam's
with everyone.
Just perked up. Oh, I know. You like him?
Yeah. Well, no, I do. I actually enjoy the process of being in the round table, discussing things with everybody.
The funny thing is though, and it not this is no fault of your own. You crushed it. Like, we literally just all regurgitated all the stuff we'd been talking about all week. You know, the exact same. Hey, Craig and Annie, you know, you guys talked about favorite game, favorite moment. What was your, you know, and so we go around because there just wasn't a lot to talk about this
week. I get that, but also I also understand that not every single person listens to all 4 hours of every single show.
Exactly.
There's a lot
right.
of good content all week.
There is.
All the shows are discussing, and it's good to bring some of that back. And I learned something actually on the roundtable yesterday from, I think it was Chris, that concerned me. The Cleveland Guardians, who the Padres face the next 3 days, have not lost a series at home all year. Zero. None. They have won or at least split every single home series. Now, maybe the Padres will be the first. Go in, take 2 out of 3 at
well, it's
got to
happen at some
field.
Point,
it does.
Right? You think?
Or just go ahead and pull off the sweep. It happens. It's baseball. You get them coming out of the break. Everything's a little bit different. But knowing how important it is, and we talked about this, to get off to a pretty decent start here in the second half, considering how jammed the National League wild card race is. You're only a game above 500. It's an incredibly difficult road trip. And now we're finding out not only you're facing the two best teams in the American League record-wise, but one of them has been dominant on their home field all season long, and that's how you got to start the second half of the year tonight.
Yeah, you just got to figure out how to win tonight. You know, want to know tonight. But it was a great time. It's always fun hanging out with your colleagues that you don't get to see a lot. So I thought you did a great job, and hopefully the audience enjoyed it as well. But yeah, it'd be a good place, like if you didn't get a chance to listen to any shows all week, be a great place to go in and just kind of get your Padres info crammed into an hour. You okay over there? You're
yeah, this,
fall asleep.
No, this feels good. This I is told kind you. Of, there's a bit of a foot rub
oh,
element
God.
To it right now.
Yeah,
that
I told you.
This is the part that I'm enjoying
yeah.
the most.
Dominic
so
says,
far.
Wow, if you just dropped in and didn't know what was going on. Yeah, we're getting pedicures today. It's my birthday, and Ben's never had one before. And Paulie's had a monster week and deserves a pedicure as well. Paulie has knocked it out of the park this week.
What? So on my birthday later this year, what is something you've never done before that we can have Woods do for the first time?
Three.
That one's also going to be all about you. But
three girls at the same time.
We've only got two right now in studio. So,
right. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I've pretty much tried it all, bud.
That's what I'm worried about. It's going to be hard to come up with something.
Your birthday, is going to be elite.
We may get taken off the air.
Yeah. Just so you know. I mean, I'm not saying anything about it, but I am fully prepared to just ask forgiveness instead of permission for any of the stuff I have planned. Just come wearing a loincloth that day. That's all I'm going to tell you. Just a little loincloth. And that's all you're going to need, okay?
All right, speaking of plans, here are the plans for the show today. Set the menu. I know there's still 63 games left in this current baseball season, but we also know about the 162 the Padres will be playing next season. Baseball, more than any other sport, likes to get a move on in releasing the following year's schedule, and we already know what the 2025 schedule looks like for the San Diego Padres. So I'm willing to do a little schedule talk coming up
here. I love schedule. And the funniest thing is, Paulie said yesterday, he brought up the schedule. He goes, I don't know, it usually comes out like right around now and then later on the day.
Sometime like, between now and the next like month or
here's
so.
Here's the schedule. It was so good.
Now,
great
are we
going
to do what you used to do in the football season and go through each game
yeah,
and go
win, loss, win, loss?
That's what we'll be doing in our 8 o'clock
hour. We can do a fake Padres heartbeat for next year and see what it sounds
162,
like.
162, but we'll take a look at some of the just the interesting elements of the 2025 schedule. If you didn't have a chance to go through it, we've got it in front of us. We will discuss coming up in our 7 o'clock hour. Get to our regular features. We'll take a look ahead at the Cleveland Guardians series pitching matchups. Take on Woods, final day this week of the all girls all the time theme during summer break. And then we'll have Don't Do This, and then we'll celebrate some of Woods' birthday at 7:35. We actually do have a couple of things planned that he does. I think he's unaware of.
I'm very unaware.
So he'll find out from Paulie and me what we have in store. And then when we get to 8 o'clock, summer break's kind of over.
Business.
We'll kind of get back to business. We'll switch the font on the YouTube stream and we will talk baseball. It is a Cespedes Family Barbecue, woo-hoo, Grand Ole Barbecue Friday. Jordan Schusterman is going to be with us at 8 o'clock as we take really first look ahead at what's going on in MLB as we get to the second half of the year. Rindle Report at 8:35, and then, of course, it is Friday. We've got a manager's report at 9 o'clock. Mike Shildt will join us from Cleveland, Ohio, and we'll see how his All-Star break went. Padres are reportedly or have already made a move today to bring up Tirso Ornelas.
Yep.
And during the roundtable, we got a little bit of breaking news via the UT through Annie that Fernando Tatis Jr. had an MRI, and the news was good. The healing that they were hoping to see has taken place, whatever that means, with the stress
reaction. It's Fernando Tatis Jr.
Right. And he is back to at least swinging the bat and throwing the baseball as he ramps up toward full baseball activity and a return that is now expected at some point here in the second half of the season. No timetable necessarily, but there was at least private concerns that this was something that could linger maybe all the way to the end of the year if they weren't careful. But so far, so good with Fernando Tatis Jr. So we got that bit of good news yesterday, and they're going to need a couple of other things to break their way, Woods, I think, over the next couple of months, obviously, to make the playoffs. But they also don't need a miracle to make the postseason.
Nope.
They're a game out, and if they play well, and Mike Shildt's teams have been known for playing well in the second half of the season, if he can continue that trend, Padres could be in good shape in August and September.
Yeah, I don't know how. You know, that's a weird trend to me. The hey, we always heat up in August and September. Like, I don't, how do you quantify that? Is that just blind luck? I think it's just blind luck.
I don't know. But when we talked to him in spring, that was his theme. Now, whether he kind of has embraced it or whether something he does strategically,
yeah,
how he plans things out, that
manifesting, buddy. He just manifests it to happen.
Want his teams to be playing better as the season goes on. What he said, better as the game goes on, better as the series goes on, better as the season goes on.
Yep.
That was his mantra from the very beginning. Now he has a chance to really, you know, put his money where his mouth is. In the second half of the season, you're one game above 500. If you play better baseball in the second half than you did in the first half, I'll say this. Padres should make the playoffs.
Yeah, agreed.
If they play better than they did in the first half. Now, it don't even have to be a lot better, but if they play better, they will be playing October baseball.
Yep.
But they didn't play poorly in the first half, so the bar is set at least moderately high. And if you achieve and surpass that bar, we'll see the Padres playing in October.
Yeah, it's also going to come down to, you know, what the other teams behind you and right there next to you do, and you don't want to get to that point. You can handle business by handling business yourself.
You're not at that point yet.
Not even close to that point.
Not relying on anyone at this point. Just play well and you'll be in.
I will say, though, are you guys going to be scoreboard watching from here on out? Because I know I will be.
I have already been doing
it. Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, I really start fairly early. As soon as you can kind of determine which teams
the real deal,
maybe playing for a playoff spot, all of a sudden I'll look at every matchup. Like American League against National League, it's obvious. You're always cheering for the American League team. Gets a little more confusing, like when the Reds are taking on the Giants, and I go, I'm not sure which team I want to win and lose in this matchup.
100%.
And the real tough ones are when someone's playing the Dodgers, and you go, I want the Dodgers to lose. But then again, Dodgers beating up on other teams could be good for the San Diego Padres in a wild card race.
100%. Nobody's scared of the Dodgers in October.
Well, we don't know if the Padres will be playing in October. We do know they'll be playing in March next year as the schedule is out. We will talk about the 2025 matchups that the team released yesterday. Coming up in our next segment, happy birthday to Woods.
Thank you.
Getting a pedicure live on the air. It's been about 30 minutes. I've got to figure we're nearing the end of this process. I'm almost sad. I really enjoyed it.
That was incredible.
It's been incredible.
Thank you so much.
Paulie's getting his turn coming up, and we'll be back with more Ben and Woods after this on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I posted a picture of my feet on the internet just now. They look good.
Free? People get paid a lot for that content, Woods. Just giving it up for nothing?
I don't know that anyone would pay for those. One looks really red and one looks white, but it's the lighting. I swear, it's not. I'm not losing circulation in my left foot or something. They're not about to cut my leg off, and I know that it looks that way. It's the lighting. But thank you again to Judith and Esther from InstantMobileNails.com. Came in, knocked it out of the park. They're about to go work on Paulie over there. Ben had a remarkable experience.
I did. It was pretty cool. I will say that won't be my last pedicure.
No, we got you hooked now.
I'm curious. how many? How many pedicures, like on a busy day, will you do all day? Like
on a busy day,
yeah.
Five clients.
That's good.
It's hard work.
I mean,
do you do more like homes or offices?
I go to homes, nursing homes.
Oh.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. Citizens need pedicures too.
Of course.
So.
Yeah, 100%. In the studio.
It's English, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's labor intensive hard work that's going on down there.
Yeah, dude. Oh yeah, it is. It is. It feels so good. That's so great.
All right.
Just submit the receipt to Odyssey Expenses.
Yes. Right to Adam Klug.
Yeah, see how that goes.
He's not here.
He's not here.
He'll probably just, we'll just say it was a glitch on CrowdStrike or something.
Right. Right.
There we go. We got manicures and pedicures. Well, just pedicures. I'm not getting a manicure. I don't think so.
I manicure mine with my mouth. So
every day. All right. Padres' schedule for 2025 is already out. We've got some of the highlights and what makes different from any of the last few years' schedules. And we'll get to that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So in some ways, Woods, the Padres haven't played a normal Major League Baseball schedule, when you think about it, since the year 2019.
Yeah.
Pre-pandemic. Yeah. Obviously, 2020, short season, COVID.
Lockout.
2021, you come back, there's no fans. Spring training was weird that year. 2022, lockout, started late. Spring training season started late. And then 2023, World Baseball Classic. More interrupted spring training, but weird preparation for everything. And then you had the trip to Korea. In 2023. So there was definitely the last few years something odd about every single San Diego Padres schedule. And what's different about the 2025 schedule that was released, as far as we know, it's just a schedule. It's just home games and road games, 81 of each, and scheduled from March 27th, when the Padres will open the season at Petco Park against the Atlanta Braves, coming to town for four games, all the way until September 28th, when they will wrap up again at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks on the last day of the season. And, of course, in between, with the way baseball formats their schedule, play every team in the American League at least once, including your natural rivals, the Seattle Mariners. And then you will play two series against all the East and Central teams, and you've got your four series against your NL West rivals pretty much for the schedule in 2025.
Yeah, the season's starting on March 27th. That's a touch early, yes?
It does. It makes me wonder when 2025 spring training is going to start. Feels like maybe mid-January.
Wasn't this year like March 28th?
Oh, was it?
March 30th?
Yeah,
maybe?
Look up there. It's right in front of you.
I mean, Korea was earlier than that. Our Korea was like March 21st.
Yeah,
so.
It was... It's right around. It's that same week.
All right. Yeah. I don't know why they thought it was like April 4th or something.
No, it used
Thursday
to be,
was the 29th. So,
yeah, this has got to be about as early as it's gonna get. That means spring training will start right around the Super Bowl. Now that the Super Bowl is in the middle of February.
What was the first thing that stood out to you guys, like when you perused the schedule?
For me, it was the lack of. It feels like they don't play many National League West series early in the season.
Well,
like,
they do. They play the Rockies.
They got a Rockies and a Giants, and that's it. Like five games against the NL West until May.
Until May.
And then they got the Rockies again. I mean, where are the Dodgers on
Dodgers
this schedule?
Dodgers are June. June 9th is the first time we'll see those turns.
That struck me.
Seven times in June.
Yeah, seven times in June. I looked at it. I like.
And then six in August, and that's it.
I never really liked the NFL schedule talk very much, but I really enjoyed the baseball schedule talk. Now, again, we're not going to go game by game through here, but, I mean, there's I saw yesterday everyone kind of plotting and planning their trips. Where are we going to go? Want to check out this ballpark, that ballpark? We have already made up our minds. I already got it cleared with the missus. I texted her yesterday, and I said, me and the fellas going to be heading out to the City of Brotherly Love on June 29th. You know, that will be a Sunday, to see a Phillies game or two, and then fly back, and then it'll be July 4th weekend. The Texas Rangers will be in that weekend. So to me is a no-brainer. Middle of the year, head on out. Go check out what Philly is all about. So it's going
to
be great.
You've got the really alternating. Obviously, so many Padres fans made the trip to Boston and Fenway Park this year. Next year, we'll be back again, Yankee Stadium. The Padres play in New York, in the Bronx, in early May. That's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday series, so not a weekend one like they had against the Boston Red Sox this year. That's part of a really long road trip in the beginning of May, Pittsburgh, New York, and Colorado.
They kind of have a fairly consistent schedule early in the season after they play opening day on Thursday. There's not another Thursday game for like 7 weeks. They have Thursday off all April.
Are you already counting how many round tables you're going to have to do next year?
Yeah,
Oh my God, you're right.
There's like no off days on the round table until maybe May 22nd. And we don't have the times.
They don't have a Thursday game until, May 22nd.
After opening day, yeah. There's nothing until May 22nd on Thursday. So generally they'll play.
Going to be some loose Fridays
Monday,
in here.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And that'll be the rhythm the Padres kind of get into for the most of the first 2 months of the season.
So the first thing that stood out to me was I was kind of starting from the beginning and going chronologically. And that second week of April, I go, A-T-H. Is that a mistake? A-T-L? Was it a typo?
Athens.
Are we playing in Athens? Greece.
Is hosting the Padres.
Padres play a lot of international games. And then somebody pointed out, that's the Athletics, moron.
And I go, and that will be...
Why doesn't it say SAC for Sacramento?
Right.
That's because the A's don't want to be known as the Sacramento A's. They're simply going to be the Athletics, at least until they finish their move to Las Vegas, which I'm getting more and more skeptical
about
whether it's even going to happen. Even the move to Sacramento, I know they're starting to build like a major league clubhouse there, but... I saw this past week. We had our heat wave. They have artificial. They're going to have artificial.
They're going to have artificial turf.
And it was like 114 degrees. And on the artificial turf, it's like 132 degrees.
Somebody said, yeah, big leaguers are going to love that. They're going to be so excited to go to Sacramento to play on turf.
Now, in April, the Padres will be fine.
Yeah.
That's not a worry. But, in July and August,
it's gonna
be great. Sacramento. Outdoors, it's going to be pretty brutal. And the reason they're putting in the turf is because they also have the AAA, the River Cats, are going to be playing. So essentially, there's going to be 162 home games in that little Sacramento ballpark. And they thought that real turf isn't going to survive games every single night. So they're going to have to go the artificial route for next season.
Everyone go to May 20th on your... Go to May 16th. Three against the Mariners, off. Three against Toronto, then Atlanta, then Miami, one day off. Three against Pittsburgh, four against San Francisco, three against Milwaukee, three against LA, day off. I mean, they're June. They have 2 days off in June. It's going to be brutal. That's a brutal, brutal schedule. And it continues all the way in through basically until July 3rd. There's another day off. They're just random days off with many, many games.
Now, the Padres had that earlier this season.
They did.
They were the team that really had to play a ton of games. In addition to the two in Korea, they stockpiled games. They played the most games of any team. They played 99 games before the All-Star break. I know the All-Star break isn't technically supposed to be right at the midpoint of the season, but it's certainly supposed to be before 99 games, as it is for most teams. So they have the fewest games remaining this year. They'll have a tough stretch, as Woods pointed out, May and June, not a lot of off days. You got a lot of travel going through there. So
I was just so relieved. I saw that the Cubs and Dodgers were announced for the Tokyo series to start the year, and to just look through the schedule quickly and see that the Padres had no international games.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Mrs.
I think
Woods.
It's a great idea. I think it's great for the game and growing the game. Padres have had too many recently. Like, can we just get back to some sort of normalcy next year?
Well, it takes out and not... The word excuse is always a... it's always an interesting one, right? Because a lot of people will say, well, it's no excuse, but I have a bum ankle. But that's kind of an excuse, right? It's just weird. Like, if you say it... Doesn't that, in fact, make it an excuse?
Yes.
Right.
So, I'm not going to alibi it, but...
I won't alibi that, but the thing is...
But I'm about to alibi.
But I'm about to alibi the hell out of this thing. And that has been a talking point, I think is a nice way to say that, the last few years. Hey, well, we had to go do this, the WBC, and this and that. And hey, not that they're not valid. They are, but that goes out the window this year. So you can't. There's not going to be any of that going on. At least on this show, there will not be any alibi for the guys having long travel and things like that. Now, Mrs. Woods was very upset because she has had major FOMO the last, two international trips, and she really wanted to go see where they were going this year. But it's not going to happen. I have seen Dodger fans already tweeting, who will it be on the mound for us? Will it be Shohei Ohtani? Will it be Yamamoto or will it be Roki Sasaki? And I thought, well, that's very presumptive of you to think that it's Roki Sasaki.
It's also presumptive to think that Shohei will be back in pitching by that point.
It's also presumptive to think that Yamamoto will be back in pitching as he's on the 60-day IL right now. You just never know. I wouldn't go counting my chickens.
Not to defend the Dodgers, but having to ask them to go to Korea, then Japan, yeah, 2 years in a row. They have actual reason, yeah, for, like, I mean, it makes perfect sense.
It makes more sense than anything
for
the world.
Major advantage of that. And if you're going to spend that kind of money on Asian star players, you better understand that Major League Baseball is going to want to send you to play, you know, in that part of the world.
Can we sign a bunch of Italians on the Padres? And then we can go to, like, Rome or something? Yes.
Padres baseball at the Coliseum in Rome.
All the way in, dude.
Here it's a short porch.
All the way in.
Watch out for the Lions.
Get some maybe sign some Greek players, some Italians, some Spanish players from Spain. These are good ideas. We're just throwing them out there on the house.
Well, plenty of Caribbean players. Curaçao series would be a lot of fun to take Jurickson back home and play some baseball. But yeah, next year's schedule is just pretty normal. You know, we talked about the more balanced schedule. I talked about the beginning of the season, not many NL West foes, just the Rockies and a couple against the Giants. Same at the end of the year. Padres will be done with the Dodgers and Giants before the last week of August. They will only have two series against the Rockies and one against the Diamondbacks in the last month of the year. So if you are in a divisional race, it's not going to be a lot of head-to-head matchups, yeah, later in the year. You're going to be scoreboard watching what's going on. Now, when was the last time the Padres were actually in a divisional race? So we'll consider ourselves lucky if they probably are in September. It's usually the wild card race. And, yeah, then we get the Mets and the Reds. Oh,
you're getting the scrub. Yep.
Again, if you're just joining us, it's Woods' birthday, and we have pedicures in, mobile pedicures, that we just had ours, and now Paulie is getting his during second half of this hour.
Feels so good.
Are they both working on you at the same time, Paulie? Like,
oh, he's getting the... Oh, yeah.
Two girls, one Paul.
Two girls, one Paul. Very nice. Can't beat that.
So, yeah, that's a look, and we have plans. We haven't bought plane tickets or anything, but the idea will be to Philadelphia. Now, you know Adam's going to want us to take the equipment, and you're going to push back. You just want to go and have a fun Ben and Woods and Paul boys trip to
guys
Philadelphia.
Trip. Yeah, we've been talking about this. I mean, we've been a show for a long time. We've never really done this. And if Odyssey's going to pick up the tab, sure, we'll take the equipment. We'll work. We'll do whatever. But my gut tells me that they will not.
Are we going to hit up Matt Strom for tickets while we're there?
We talked about that last night with Paulie. Paulie said, I think we do, don't we?
I think we might.
But we might be able to get working credentials.
Yeah, I want to see the press box at Citizens Bank Park. You know me.
Yes, I do. I don't want to sit in it, though.
But I'd like to see it.
I'd like to see it.
But, like, those will get us on the field for, like, batting practice.
But, like, if you're
and then
Matt,
I want to go sit in the seats,
if
though.
You're Matt Strom, are you like, yeah, I'm going to bring three Padres fans in to Philly? And I wonder, too, like, how gnarly is their crowd? That's why I like going on a Monday. You know, I feel like if we went on a Friday or Saturday, I feel like you might get punched in the face.
Are
Ben,
we like gearing up with Padres gear while we're wearing, like, at the out there? Are we going kind of incognito and discreet?
No, I'm gonna wear Padres gear. I'm not gonna be obnoxious about it, but I'm gonna go with. They're gonna know who I'm representing. Maybe we can just buy our section some beers and stuff to calm them down.
That usually calms
it
people
does, yeah.
down. Lots of alcohol.
Lots of alcohol. Yeah. Maybe we can bring these ladies with us and do pedicures for everyone in the entire
section.
Call
me when you get your beer.
Yeah. I posted a picture of my feet on the internet just now. They look
good.
Free?
People get paid a lot for that content, Woods. Just giving it up for nothing?
I don't know that anyone would pay for those. One looks really red and one looks white, but it's the lighting. I swear, it's not... I'm not losing circulation in my left foot or something. I don't have... They're not about to cut my leg off, and I know that it looks that way. It's the lighting. But thank you again to Judith and Esther from InstantMobileNails.com. Came in, knocked it out of the park. They're about to go work on Paulie over there. Ben had a remarkable experience.
I did. It was pretty cool. I will say that won't be my last pedicure.
No. No, we got you hooked now.
I'm curious. How many pedicures, like, on a busy day, will you do all day? Like,
on a busy day,
yeah.
Five clients.
Five clients.
That's good.
It's hard work. I mean,
You do more like homes or offices?
I go to homes, nursing homes.
Homes, nursing homes. Oh. That's awesome.
That's amazing. Citizens need pedicures, too.
Of course.
So.
Yeah, 100%. In the studio.
It's ticklish, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's labor-intensive hard work that's going on down there.
Yeah, dude. Oh yeah, it is. It is. It feels so good. That's so great.
All right.
Just submit the receipt to Odyssey Expenses.
Yes. Right to Adam Klug.
Yeah, see how that goes.
He's not here.
He's not here.
He'll probably just... we'll just say it was a glitch on CrowdStrike or something.
Right. Right.
There we go. We got manicures and pedicures. Well, just pedicures. I'm not getting a manicure. I don't think so.
I manicure them. I manicure mine with my mouth. So every day.
All right. Padres schedule for 2025 is already out. We've got some of the highlights and what makes different from any of the last few years' schedules. And we'll get to that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So in some ways, Woods, the Padres haven't played a normal Major League Baseball schedule, when you think about it, since the year 2019.
Yeah.
Pre-pandemic. Yeah. Obviously, 2020, short season, COVID.
Lockout.
2021, you come back, there's no fans. Spring training was weird that year. 2022, lockout, started late. Spring training season started late. And then 2023, World Baseball Classic. More interrupted spring training, but weird preparation for everything. And then you had the trip to Korea in 2023. So there was definitely the last few years something odd about every single San Diego Padres schedule. And what's different about the 2025 schedule that was released, as far as we know, it's just a schedule. It's just home games and road games, 81 of each, and scheduled from March 27th, when the Padres will open the season at Petco Park against the Atlanta Braves, coming to town for four games, all the way until September 28th, when they will wrap up again at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks on the last day of the season. And, of course, in between, with the way baseball formats their schedule, play every team in the American League at least once, including your natural rivals, the Seattle Mariners. And then you will play two series against all the East and Central teams, and you've got your four series against your NL West rivals pretty much for the schedule in 2025.
Yeah, the season's starting on March 27th. That's a touch early, yes?
It does. It makes me wonder when 2025 spring training is going to start. Feels like maybe mid-January.
Wasn't this year like March 28th?
Oh, was it?
March 30th?
Yeah, look up there. It's right in front of you.
I mean, Korea was earlier than that. Our Korea was like March 21st.
Yeah,
so.
It was... it's right around. It's that same week.
All right. Yeah, I don't know why I thought it was like April 4th or something.
No, it used Thursday to be, was the 29th. So,
yeah, this has got to be about as early as it's gonna get. That means spring training will start right around the Super Bowl. Now that the Super Bowl is in the middle of February,
what was the first thing that stood out to you guys? Like when you perused the schedule?
For me, it was the lack of. It feels like they don't play many National League West series early in the season.
Well,
like,
they do. They play the Rockies.
They got a Rockies and a Giants, and that's it. Like five games against the NL West until May.
Until May.
And then they got the Rockies again. I mean, where are the Dodgers on
Dodgers
the schedule?
Dodgers are June. June 9th is the first time we'll see those turns.
That struck me.
Seven times in June.
Yeah, seven times in June. I looked at it. I like.
And then six in August, and that's it.
I never really liked the NFL schedule talk very much, but I really enjoyed the baseball schedule talk. Now, again, we're not going to go game by game through here, but, I mean, there's I saw yesterday everyone kind of plotting and planning their trips. Where are we going to go? Want to check out this ballpark, that ballpark? We have already made up our minds. I already got it cleared with the missus. I texted her yesterday, and I said, me and the fellas going to be heading out to the City of Brotherly Love on June 29th. You know, that will be a Sunday, to see a Phillies game or two, and then fly back, and then it'll be July 4th weekend. The Texas Rangers will be in that weekend. So to me is a no-brainer. Middle of the year, head on out. Go check out what Philly is all about. So it's going
to
be great.
You've got the really alternating. Obviously, so many Padres fans made the trip to Boston and Fenway Park this year. Next year, we'll be back again, Yankee Stadium. The Padres play in New York, in the Bronx, in early May. That's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday series, so not a weekend one like they had against the Boston Red Sox this year. That's part of a really long road trip in the beginning of May, Pittsburgh, New York, and Colorado. They kind of have a fairly consistent schedule early in the season after they play opening day on Thursday. There's not another Thursday game for like 7 weeks. They have Thursday off all April.
Are you already counting how many round tables you're going to have to do next year?
Yeah,
there's
like no off days on the round table until maybe May 22nd. And we don't have the times.
They don't have a Thursday game until, May 22nd.
After opening day, yeah. There's nothing until May 22nd on Thursday. So generally they'll play.
Going to be some loose Fridays
Monday,
in here.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And that'll be the rhythm the Padres kind of get into for the most of the first 2 months of the season.
So the first thing that stood out to me was I was kind of starting from the beginning and going chronologically. And that second week of April, I go, A-T-H. Is that a mistake? A-T-L? Was it a typo?
Athens.
Are we playing in Athens, Greece.
Is hosting
Padres
the Padres.
Play a lot of international games. And then somebody pointed out, that's the Athletics, moron. And I go,
That will be...
Why doesn't it say SAC for Sacramento?
Right.
That's because the A's don't want to be known as the Sacramento A's. They're simply going to be the Athletics, at least until they finish their move to Las Vegas, which I'm getting more and more skeptical
about
whether it's even going to happen. Even the move to Sacramento, I know they're starting to build like a major league clubhouse there, but... I saw this past week. We had our heat wave. They have artificial. They're going to have artificial.
They're going to have artificial turf,
and it was like 114 degrees. And on the artificial turf, it's like 132 degrees.
Somebody said, "Yeah, big leaguers are going to love that. They're going to be so excited to go to Sacramento to play on turf."
Now, in April, the Padres will be fine.
Yeah,
that's not a worry. But in July and August,
yeah, it's gonna
be great. Sacramento. Outdoors, it's going to be pretty brutal. And the reason they're putting in the turf is because they also have the AAA, the River Cats, are going to be playing. So essentially, there's going to be 162 home games in that little Sacramento ballpark. And they thought that real turf isn't going to survive games every single night. So they're going to have to go the artificial route for next season.
Everyone go to May 20th on your... Well, I mean, go to May 16th. Three against the Mariners, off. Three against Toronto, then Atlanta, then Miami, one day off. Three against Pittsburgh, four against San Francisco, three against Milwaukee, three against LA, day off. I mean, they're June. They have 2 days off in June. It's going to be brutal. That's a brutal, brutal schedule. And it continues all the way in through basically until July 3rd. There's another day off. They're just random days off with many, many games.
Now, the Padres had that earlier this season.
They did.
They were the team that really had to play a ton of games. In addition to the two in Korea, they stockpiled games. They played the most games of any team. They played 99 games before the All-Star break. I know the All-Star break isn't technically supposed to be right at the midpoint of the season, but it's certainly supposed to be before 99 games, as it is for most teams. So they have the fewest games remaining this year. They'll have a tough stretch, as Woods pointed out, May and June, not a lot of off days. You got a lot of travel going through there.
I was just so relieved. I saw that the Cubs and Dodgers were announced for the Tokyo series to start the year, and to just look through the schedule quickly and see that the Padres had no international games.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Mrs.
I think it's
Woods.
A great idea. I think it's great for the game and growing the game. Padres have had too many recently. Like, can we just get back to some sort of normalcy next year?
Well, it takes out and not... The word excuse is always it's always an interesting one, right? Because a lot of people say, well, it's no excuse, but I have a bum ankle. But that's kind of an excuse, right? It's just weird. Like, if you say it, doesn't that, in fact, make it an excuse?
Yes.
Right.
So, I'm not going to alibi it, but...
I won't alibi that, but the thing is...
But I'm about to alibi.
But I'm about to alibi the hell out of this thing. And that has been a talking point, I think is a nice way to say that, the last few years. Hey, well, we had to go do this, the WBC, and this and that. And hey, not that they're not valid. They are, but that goes out the window this year. So you can't. There's not going to be any of that going on. At least on this show, there will not be any alibiing for the guys having long travel and things like that. Now, Mrs. Woods was very upset because she has had major FOMO the last, two international trips, and she really wanted to go see where they were going this year. But it's not going to happen. I have seen Dodger fans already tweeting, "Who will it be on the mound for us? Will it be Shohei Ohtani? Will it be Yamamoto or will it be Roki Sasaki? And I thought, well, that's very presumptive of you to think that it's Roki Sasaki.
It's also presumptive to think that Shohei will be back in pitching by that point.
It's also presumptive to think that Yamamoto will be back in pitching as he's on the 60-day IL right now. You just never know. I wouldn't go counting my chickens.
Not to defend the Dodgers, but having to ask them to go to Korea, then Japan, yeah, 2 years in a row. They have actual reason, yeah, for, like, I mean, it makes perfect sense.
It makes more sense than anything in the world.
For major advantage of that. And if you're going to spend that kind of money on Asian star players, you better understand that Major League Baseball is going to want to send you to play, you know, in that part of the world.
Can we sign a bunch of Italians on the Padres?
Ooh,
and then we can go to, like,
Rome
or something? Yes.
Padres baseball at the Coliseum in Rome.
All the way in, dude.
Here it's a short porch.
All the way in.
Watch out for the Lions.
Get some maybe sign some Greek players, some Italians, some Spanish players from Spain. I mean, these are good ideas. We're just throwing them out there on the house.
Oh, plenty of Caribbean players. Curaçao series would be a lot of fun to take Jurickson back home and play some baseball. But yeah, next year's schedule is just pretty normal. You know, we talked about the more balanced schedule. I talked about the beginning of the season, not many NL West foes, just the Rockies and a couple against the Giants. Same at the end of the year. Padres will be done with the Dodgers and Giants before the last week of August. They will only have two series against the Rockies and one against the Diamondbacks in the last month of the year. So if you are in a divisional race, it's not going to be a lot of head-to-head matchups, yeah, later in the year. You're going to be scoreboard watching what's going on. Now, when was the last time the Padres were actually in a divisional race? So we'll consider ourselves lucky if, yeah, they probably are in September. It's usually the wild card race. And, yeah, then we get the Mets and the Reds. Oh,
yep, you're getting the scrub. Yep.
Again, if you're just joining us, it's Woods' birthday, and we have pedicures in, mobile pedicures, that we just had ours, and now Paulie is getting his during
feels so good.
Second half of this hour.
Feels so good.
Are they both working on you at the same time, Paulie? Like,
oh, he's getting the... Oh, yeah.
Two girls, one Paul.
Two girls, one Paul. Very nice. Can't beat that.
So, yeah, that's a look, and we have plans. We haven't bought plane tickets or anything, but the idea will be to Philadelphia. Now, you know Adam's going to want us to take the equipment, and you're going to push back. You just want to go and have a fun Ben and Woods and Paul boys trip to Philadelphia.
Trip. Yeah, we've been talking about this. I mean, we've been a show for a long time. We've never really done this. And if Odyssey's going to pick up the tab, sure, we'll take the equipment. We'll work. We'll do whatever. But my gut tells me that they will not.
Are we going to hit up Matt Strom for tickets while we're there?
We talked about that last night with Paulie. Paulie said, I think we do, don't we?
I think we might.
But we might be able to get working credentials.
Yeah, I want to see the press box at Citizens Bank Park. You know me.
Yes, I do. I don't want to sit in it, though.
But I'd like to see it.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
We can see it. But, like, those will get us on the field for, like, batting practice.
But, like, if you're
and
Matt,
then I want to go sit in the seats,
if
though.
You're Matt Strom, are you like, yeah, I'm going to bring three Padres fans in to Philly? And I wonder, too, like, how gnarly is their crowd? That's why I like going on a Monday. You know, I feel like if we went on a Friday or Saturday, I feel like you might get punched in the face.
Are we like gearing up with Padres gear while we're wearing, like, at there? Are we going kind of incognito and discreet?
No, I'm gonna wear Padres gear. I'm not gonna be obnoxious about it, but I'm gonna go with. They're gonna know who I'm representing. Maybe we can just buy our section some beers and stuff to calm it. You know, calm them down.
That usually calms people in Philly down. Lots of alcohol.
Yeah. Maybe we can bring these ladies with us and do pedicures for everyone in the entire
section. Call me when you get your beer.
Yeah, call me when you get your phone. Your water. The scenario.
Now, what happens if Matt Strom gets traded in the offseason?
I don't think he will. He's there. He signed a new deal.
He's got a deal.
Yeah, he signed a new deal.
There's no trade contract.
No, but he's. I mean, why would you trade?
Because AJ Preller comes calling and wants Matt Strom back.
No,
an offer you can't refuse.
I don't think so, man. But yeah, I think that'd be great. I think that would be great. Elisa just said you guys are feral. We are. Yeah, we know. We know. Just in here getting pedicures in the morning.
Isn't that the opposite of feral?
Yeah, maybe.
We're cultured.
Cultured.
Civilized.
Civilized. I like it.
This is, a little flute of champagne, maybe?
If Adam can arrange for Friday morning mobile pedicures in studio, I will, like, weekly.
Never complain about the round table.
Then we'll work when we go to Philly.
We'll work in Philly. Yeah. I'm excited, though. I texted my wife yesterday. I said, me and the fellas, we're going to this. And she said, great. Have a great time. So I've already got the hall pass to go. Not the hall pass. The travel pass. Hall pass is something entirely different. I don't think she's going to give me a hall pass. I would doubt it. The hall pass.
That's what you got in school to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Hall pass.
That's one definition. It's evolved. Yes.
All right, we'll come back. We've got a look ahead at the Guardian series that begins tonight here on 97.3 The Fan. And yes, I will have a brief golf update for you as well. Second round of the Open
Championship. Don't sound defeated. It's a major.
It is underway. It is a major. Yeah, there's a really interesting story at the top of the leaderboard as well. Get to all of that coming up next year on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.